could the wild Hondo Ainu be set on tap at the show?
You haven't heard about seals. There's a family in Narasmore in Connemara called the Caneli. And when this happened, the only namesake in the particular village was all Caneli. And it's still there. And this fellow, we all went out fishing, this young Caneli. And one day he went down to the seashore and he thrust three seals coming up in a little cove of a rock beside the sea. And they went into the cove and they came out the three most beautiful women he ever saw in his life. And he looked into the cove after they went out swimming, and all he could see was three scarves laid together inside. And he couldn't take his eyes off the youngest one, what he thought was the youngest. And he stayed there dumbfounded. They came out to the swimming, went into the cove and came out as seals and jumped into the water again. And he used to do this every day for a solid month. And everybody noticed that there was something wrong with him. He couldn't do work. All he did was down at the seashore. And he went to an old man in the village. And he said, tell the old man the story. And the old man said, I believe you, he said. And he said, is there any way I could get one of them? He said, the young one he was mad after, what he thought was the young one. And the old man said, there is, he said, and there isn't. But if I was you, I'd leave them alone, he said. But eventually you cannot, he said, have them forever. Go down tomorrow, he said, you three of them take it, going into the cove. Watch them, he said, without being seen. And when they take off, when they leave the scarf, find out which of the girls leaves a certain scarf inside from her. He hid in the corner of the cove. And he saw the seals coming up inside and turning into beautiful women, and the scarves they left down. And the old man said to him, take that scarf. The scarf, he said, you see the young one leaving. And hide in the cove and don't give it back to her, he said, under any circumstances. And if you do, you'll never see her again. So they came, he hid in the corner of the cove, and the three seals came in, went into the cove, changed into beautiful women, and they had three scarves left down on the cove. And he, when they went out, he picked up the scarf of what he thought was the youngest, looked the youngest, and he hid in the corner of the cave. And when they came back, two of them put on the scarves and turned into seals. And the young one started crying, looking around, looking for it, and she couldn't find it. And this fella came out of the rock, out of the corner, and he said, I have your scarf, you'll have to come with me. And she said, I cannot, she said. He said, you'll have to. But she had to follow the scarf. And he took her home. And the neighbors didn't know the devil what was going on. One day he was alone, and the next day he had this beautiful woman as his wife. But the old man knew the secret, and he never told anybody. When they asked him, where did the beautiful woman come from, he didn't tell either. He said, she just came into my life. And that was accepted there at the time, you see. Nobody wanted to know your business. They just wanted to know how you were getting on with things, you know. That's the way they put it. I'm not interfering in your business, but how did you get that woman? Know what I mean? It's a nice way of saying. So they had five children. And everything was going beautiful. She was a great woman, her work. Every day they went down to, she went down to the sea and brought home fresh fish. Anytime he went out looking for lobsters, he had the lobster purse was full of lobster. But one day he was coming home after being out fishing. And he saw the house on fire. And he saw the neighbors round the house with water cans and this. And the children were crying. The oldest was about 8 at this time. And he said, Mommy ran away today, said the younger child. Said, where did she go? She went towards the sea. And he had this scarf hidden in the rafters. And with the house burning, it fell down and she saw it and grabbed it, and off she went to the water. And he went down to the water there that night. And he was called to her and she came. She said, you can never get me back. But under the children, she said, are 15 or 16 each. They can come down here every day. She said, I'll look after them. I'll make sure nothing happens to them in the water, and they'll have plenty of fresh fish every night when they go home. And that's the true story of the Canelis, that the Canelis are linked to the seals.
Tens got the hoit Ulskan the Hagen Guide is a Pilehon Joanu. Don't have a dish of we hope yet. The cost got the outside, I said, Skype to come here.